this is pretty much the last of the sugyas of the Davar Shem Miskaveh and the Tzuri Hanoah sugyas. The next time we'll move into the next topics. But here the Gemara concludes following on Chafav of the Days after having a long discussion about Davar Shem Miskaveh and Rabbi Shimon and Abai and Rava. It's Efshur and Efshur and Dimachaveh and Lomachaveh. So finally the Gemara is trying to prove what is the din of the Davar Shem Miskaveh. If I do something there at Davar Shem Miskaveh, but I could have avoided it. It was possible. I didn't have to drag the chair. There was another way to transport the chair. So do we say that the heter of Davar Shem Miskaveh is a klata heter? It's mutar lechatchila. You don't have to worry about it. Or is Davar Shem Miskaveh something that should try to be avoided at all costs? So finally, in Chavav and Beis, Gemara brings the final proof. Toshma. It's about, the first one line is Bisha. It's about the last 15 lines. Amasel. First one line is Bisha Toshma. Mechrik sus mochin kedarkon. We've already spoke about this a little bit, but finally we're going to use it as the makam apartish of the sugya. There's a quote from the Mishnah that says Kelayim, and the Mishnah says that if a person is selling clothing, even though some of the clothing that he's saying may be shatnez, who's he selling it to? Hopefully not to the Jews. He's selling his wares. Looks good.
Yep.
Okay. That's what he won, okay.
No, this will go fast.
Okay, so someone who's trying to sell his clothing, and he wants to carry the shatnez with him, but it's a big hassle for him to schlep all the shatnez, so he wants to, in effect, wear the shatnez. So he wants to know, can he wear the shatnez, albeit he's not wearing it for the purposes of wearing clothing, he's quote-unquote wearing it for the purpose of transporting the clothing. So the Mishnah says, in Shayim, that's okay, Mechim Kedarkan, Ubuvad Shaleis Kavim V'chav Ne'echam Ksham Ne'echam Ne'echam. Provided that he doesn't intend to use the clothing to protect him from the sun or to protect him from the cold, as long as he's not intending to use it as clothing, it's okay. That's new in Mavshin al-Nacharem and Makiyah, but those who are tznu and those who are extra from, extra Midas Hasidus, they didn't want to even do this. What they would do is they would carry a pole long, and they would hold the suits, the shot in the suits over the pole, rather than putting it on their body. So the Gemara comments in this Mishnah about Hocha, the Efshel and Mevik Tznuin. Here, the possibility existed to do like the Tznuin. Anybody could do that, the Chilo Mechavin Sharon, but you chose not to, so that's okay. So you don't get extra brownie points. You're not a Tznua, but you're not doing anything wrong. It says the Gemara, Tiyuftol among the Master, the Shekam, the Rabbi Tiyufta. We have finally completed the Tudat, soon comes to an end. We have proven that opinion in the Gemara that claimed the Davar Shem Miskaveh is almost like a bidyevet, only if you have no other choice. So that's not true. Even though you have a perfectly legitimate other way of carrying the suits, you're not mechuyav to do it. As long as the Davar Shem Miskaveh, you're okay. So everybody said we have to analyze this Gemara because the Gemara has applied the principle of Davar Shem Miskaveh here. And after spending much time in the past weeks talking about Davar Shem Miskaveh, something should be bothering us. It's so fast, I can't even imagine. It's amazing. So we have a serious issue to raise concerning. Stop for a second. Will everyone get everyone in place? Everyone's good.
Let's do it one by one.
Let's do it one by one.
If everyone has an iPhone and turn it on, the air copy, you do. Of course, we're good.
Okay. So let's analyze the circuit for a moment. Let's analyze: is this really an accurate application of the principle of Davar Shem Miskaveh? Who knows what's bothering me? What should be bothering each and every one of us? We learned this sugya. I'm wearing clothing. I'm putting on the suits, shatnez suits, but I'm not having in mind to be nen. I'm not having in mind to keep myself warm, to keep myself cooler, etc. So the Gemara calls that Davar Shem Miskaveh. What's about these things?
We've been talking about it as if it was like at least a 50-50, or it wasn't.
Okay, so you're already in the psikration mode. So the truth is that we spoke about it, remember, a couple of weeks ago, what Taisha said, Hokam my skina, it's not a psikration, because maybe he's wearing other clothing also. Well, the Ran said, when it came to Isur Hanam, maybe psikration doesn't play a role. So let's stay clear of psikration for a moment. We're going to come back to psikration. Let's just stick to Davar Shem Miskaveh. So what's bothering about Davar Shem Miskaveh? I'm going to portray you a classic Davar Shem Miskaveh. We spoke about it 100 times. A guy is dragging his chair in the backyard, and there's a chance that he may make a hole in the ground. That's a classic psikration. You know why? Because what do we have? We have action X and action Y. Action X is the dragging of the chair. Action Y is the making of the hole. Davar Shem Miskaveh always refers to a scenario where I'm doing a mechavim to X, and then I'm not mechavim to the Y, and there's a chance Y may result. But what if that model of X and Y breaks down? What if there is no X and Y? It's only X. There's only one Maisa that we're talking about. In our case of wearing the clothing, can somebody please identify me what Maisa Y is? I'm putting on the suit, and where's Maisa Y? What's Maisa Y? The X and Y here are not two actions. The X and Y is, one's an action, and one is almost a what? One is an intention. One is a plan. One is a goal. Am I planning on getting warm from the suit or not? Am I planning on protecting myself from the suit or not? That's an ambition. That's a goal. That's not a pa'ul. That's not a ma'isa. Does the whole notion of darshan iskaven make any sense in the world when you're not dealing with two ma'isa? So the chora from Agamara, it sounds like that's also called darshan iskaven, which is really a big pill.
Isn't dragging the bench and making the whole one action?
Well, it may be that the two actions are converging together, but they're two different things. There's an action called dragging. I can drag a bench, I can make a hole. There are two different actions happening. Here, there's one action of Levisha, there's a different kavana, there's a different mindset. Am I wearing the clothing to stay warm? Am I wearing the clothing because I want to transport them? But there's no second mindset. So the Chora, this Gemara is an unbelievable Chiddush. This Gemara is telling me, that's also called Darshan Miskavet. Is that true? Is that accurate? Is that correct? Does that fall into the category of Darshan Miskavet? Well done.
Gavala. Wrong, but the Samsung.
We have to have the Oratora phones now. Okay, maybe get a discount from our phone company for Oratora.
But every case of Hana Shebala Adam Bal Karcha is very similar.
Let's not talk. So again, I just read the Gemara Masechta Dafavav. I just made an observation that it seems to be a quite a mechudesh application of Darshan Miskavet. I don't know what to do with it. So let's take a look. Now, Baruch Hashem, everyone has to look at. Let's take a look at the Gemara in Masechta Beitza. Mandaf Lama Days Lama Days. Okay, think it is there. There's Lama Beis, Lama Beis going, Lama Gimel and Aleph. Right? There should be two of them there.
6, 9, 4, 4, 4, 2, 4.
Okay. So Lama Beis, Lama Beis. The bottom line of Lama Beis, Lama Beis. Amar Rav Yehuda. Everyone's got it?
Yeah.
Amar Rav Yehuda. Hai madurta, milmala lamata shari, milmata lamala osur. V'chein beyasa, top Lama Gimel and Aleph, v'chein kedera, v'chein puri, v'chein chavisa. What in the world is the Gemara talking about? The Gemara is talking about on Yom Tov, a person wants to pile up logs to make a fire, which is perfectly okay. You can't strike a match, just start a fire on Yom Tov. You can light a fire from pre-existing flames. I want a fireplace on Yom Tov, no problem. I want to pile up my logs. But first, you have to be careful. When you pile up your wooden Yom Tov, make sure to pile it from the top down. Namely, I hold a piece of wood, and somebody else puts wood underneath it. Another person, it's a klutzy, it's a backwards, kalachayadig way of piling up wood. Don't pile up the wood from the bottom up. And similarly, if a person wants to pile up a couple of eggs one on top of another, or some pots one on top of another, or the boards of a bed, or the barrels, all these different things, make sure when you pile things together on Yom Tov, do it backwards. Don't do it from the bottom up. What's the issue? So it sounds like some kind of an issue of I don't know, a bonus. It sounds almost like a bonus type of halacha. It almost smacks a bonus. Again, we're not necessarily talking about bonus the rice, or building the rice. Some kind of a mechzek, some kind of a bonus, so to speak, of it is a bonus. So what the Gemara is telling us is if you do it in a normal, in an abnormal fashion, then you're okay. This is a fairly common challenge. People ask about their kids, and kids build all these kinds of, you know, they pile up these pillows on top of that, spell that. Does this Gemara apply or not? Another time, another place. But that's the potential modern-day application of this sugya. So if Yehuda tells us you have to do it out of order. So comes Rashi on Daf Lama Gimel and Aleph, and has a comment on the conclusion of this Gemara. So Rashi says, it's Divrei Maaseh of Hilchasa. If you take a look on the Daf of the Gemara where the Mishnah starts, so it's almost opposite that. Almost opposite that down, about three lines from there. V'hilchasa. So right smack in the middle of that Rashi says, V'anan k'Rabbi Shimon svirulei. Says Rashi, by the way, don't forget that we postulate Rabbi Shimon in all areas of Hilchas Shabbos, Bein b'muktzah, which is not on topic right now, Bein b'davar she'ed miskaven. We follow Rabbi Shimon sheet about davar she'ed miskaven. And if you skip down a line, V'kulu shari ben chizu, that's another word, ben smichas kaderos, V'akofas chavios medurto kadera. The chol amarim she also es el lamala tamim de rav havu. The rav sava could be the mukta, but I can't be shimon. The Rashi, again, was referring to several other parts of Sugya that we're not interested in right now. But Rashi made a comment and said that, by the way, that din that we just learned about piling of wood is Shaloi Kealocha. Why is that Sugya Shaloi Kealocha? Because that was Rabbi Yehuda speaking, who holds the Dovah Shem is Kavin is Hasar. We pass the Rabbi Shimon, and therefore everything is great. So explain to me what Rashi just pulled over us. What's my problem? I'm piling up wood. Does it look like boneh? Does it not look like boneh? So, if you want to tell me that this is not boneh b'chlal, the whole thing's a big joke, it's mutter, then it should be mutter l'cholodeis. If you can tell me that no sama midir abundance gives off the impression of boneh, so then it should be a problem l'cholodeis. What does that have to do with dover shen miskaven? Eloah, what does Rashi seem to be telling us? That you're doing an act objectively a boneh, because you are piling things up, but when I'm trying to make a pile in my fireplace, when I'm piling up a couple of pots one on top of another, the last thing I'm doing is applying for a building permit. The last thing I'm thinking of is construction. I'm thinking about piling up my wood. So what's Rashi in effect telling you? That this is a davar shenitzkavin sugya, because I'm doing a pa'ula, albeit I'm not being mechaven the malacha. Right? That's a Rashi, by the fact that Rashi links this sugya, piling up the wood, piling up the eggs, piling up the barrels, to some related to the Rabbi Shimon. Rashi is clearly saying that there's an element of kavanah here, and to sum up, I'm doing X, and Y is happening. I'm piling up wood. The Y is the construction, and that's totally the machlokes of meeting Rabbi Shimon. Tosfos in the spot, Adaf Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph, and Tosfos says, the top place is on the page. The Dira Masla is still in Lama Beis on the base, but it's the top place on the page. About 6-7 lines before the end of the Tosis. El Nira Loima. The Afilo Rabbi Shimon Mode the Havi Hocha Osir. The Had the Omer Rabbi Shimon Dovah She Miskavin Mutter Haimikagon She Oset Dovah She Ain Miskavin La Asoso. Aval Hocha Miskavin La Asos Mashahu Oset. What did Tosis say? Miskaven lasos mashil osa. The chayyur, what Tosis just told us, is exactly what that problem was with the Gemara Pesachim and the Chavav. Dover shein miskaven, so Tosis means, I'm doing X and I'm not being miskaven to do Y. I'm not being miskaven, not intending to make a hole in the ground. Tosis is the dover shein miskaven. When I'm oise mashil miskaven lasos, I know exactly what I'm doing and I plan on doing it, but I'm doing it for another reason. I'm doing it for another purpose. That's not dover shein miskaven. But I'm piling up the wood, there's only one action called piling up wood. The fact that I'm not intending to build something here, that's not a Dovah Shem Miskaven. Can anybody tell me what that is called? That's a Malach Shem Tzvichu. Malach Shem Tzvichu means there's one action. Remember the case, I'm carrying out the mace, and I'm carrying out the dead body from Shabbos, we talked about in the previous case. I'm carrying out the mace, but my intention is not to use the mace, my intention is to remove the mace. There's only one action with a different kavanah. When there are two actions, that's the Hashem is gathering. When there's one action with a different motive, that's a classic Malach Shem Tzvich L'Gufa. So how does Rashi connect this to the Hashem is gathering? This is a Malach Shem Tzvich L'Gufa issue, and Malach Shem Tzvich L'Gufa is Tapa Asa B'Dirabanan. So the Chayr Tais is right, the Chayr is a Pella. So if Tais is right, that what we are seeing in front of us are not Dovah Shem Miskavet, but rather the Malach Shem Tzvich L'Gufas, Hadar Kush L'Duchta, what do we do with Pesach L'Duchavav? The Gemara is talking Dovah Shem Miskavet, the Gemara is trying to bring a Rai from the case of Kilayim. The case of Kilayim is not a Dovah Shem Miskavet, it's a Malach Shem Tzvich L'Gufa. And whenever you're talking about Malach Shem Tzvich L'Gufa, what area of Halacha does that apply? Only Nuch HaShavas, it's totally irrelevant that it was Kilayim, it's irrelevant in Kol Tarek Lula. So the whole Sugya L'Duchavav and Beis, the Chayr is Pilei Ploin. According to Rashi and Beit, it would make sense, but nobody says like that Rashi. All the other Rishonim call Tosis. Because Tosis L'Chayr is right. That's not Dovah Shem Miskavet L'Chayr. So what's going on in this Sugya? So in order to understand the Sugya, we have to make it more complicated. Eventually, to get to the answer, we've got to make another question. Let's take a look at the Gemara Masech Shabbos.
How does
Well, it's a gracious. Once you've identified that you have a Dovah Shem Miskaven, then we can begin to discuss what the statistics are. If it's certain, it's a gracious, it's 50-50, it's Dovah Shem Miskaven. We don't even have a Dovah Shem Miskaven. We have one mice alone, with a different intent. One mice with a different intent. That's a classic definition of Malach Shem Tzvich L'Gufa. So let's take a look at the Gemara Masechta Shabbos. All the pieces are hopefully coming together. So it's the top of Kuf Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph. It's four lines from the top. Omar, the Gemara is commenting on a drasha. Basar, afa pisha sheyesham heres yimol divrei. Pasuk says in Parshas Tazria, "Vayamashvini yimol besar orloso." The question is obvious. The word is superfluous. In besar orloso, orlo is basar. Let's say besar orloso. So the word basar conjures up an image, especially in Parshas Tazria Mitzayra. When you hear the word basar, that means basar tzaras. That's like a code phrase for tzaras. So the Torah is telling me that if this little baby has a nega tzaras on his mokum hamila, the mila takes place anyway. Even though there's an issa deraisa called the shamba nega tzaras, you're not allowed to cut off nega tzaras, not allowed to cut off the flesh with the nega on it, the mitzvah mila clearly overrides the issa ketzitzas tzaras. That's the context of this braisa. So my basav b'sheisham b'heres yimol, that was a b'yoshis chiddish, that's the zeres akosov, that the mitzvah mila overrides the issa of cutting off tzaras. So frankly, Markasha, halamali kura, why do I need a pasuk for Dov Hashem is kavin hu? For Dov Hashem is kavin mutar? Frank, what are you talking about? It's like a Dov Hashem is kavin. What's your goal? What are you trying to do? You're not trying to be mitar the mitzayra. What's your goal? You're trying to be the mitzvah brisvila. So why do I need exerzak kosov to be matar milu b'makom tzeras? Tapuk leg that when I'm doing it b'makom mitzvah brisvila, there's nishke this all together. There's no issue b'chlal. My goal is not to mitar the mitzvah. That's not I'm not interested in that. So listen to Abayi's answer. Amar Abayi, lo nitzuchel Rabbi Yehuda diyama dov Hashem iskavin asur. That in Ruchinami, that if you would have held like Rabbi Shimon that dov Hashem iskavin is mutter, so then the question is better than the answer. Then you talk about the pasuk. If you hold like Rabbi Shimon dov Hashem iskavin is mutter, it's mutter al dov Hashem iskavin. It's only because this Bryce is following the view of Rabbi Yehuda. The Dov Hashem Miskavin is Osir. So even though I'm not being Miskavin the Taras HaMitzayra, I could still have to Osir it Lulei Digzer Sekosir. Before we go on, just Derech Agav, what do you see from this Gemara? About how serious is Dov Hashem Miskavin according to Rabbi Yehuda?
The Reis.
This was the Rai we spoke about a few weeks ago, remember? This was the Rishon's Rai, the Dov Hashem Miskavin is Nisud Yerais according to Rabbi Yehuda. Otherwise, we need a Pulse. So that was a Abayi's answer to the Kasha. Rabba Amar, Rabba said, Afilu Temer Rabbi Shimon, even if you want to make the bride like Rabbi Shimon, Moda Rabbi Shimon, Bipsik Reisha Velo Yamus. Even Rabbi Shimon would concede that this would have been a problem. This is not a good enough Dov Hashem Miskavin, because here the odds are stacked against you. It's 100%. Every time you cut off the Nega Taras, you're Mitar, the Mitzayra. So that's a Pipsik Reisha. Pipsik Reisha is also, according to Rabbi Shimon. So, frak the Gemara, if Abayi lays the Hesvara, but Abayi never heard of Psikresha, but Abayi and Rava damage Abayi, but I'm sure Psikresha below Yamos. Abayi and Rava were both Machadish as the Psikresha. And for the Gemara, Bos the Shavu Rava Safra. In his early years, Abayi never heard of it. His later years, he came around. Remember when we had this Gemara also? We spoke about this also a couple of weeks ago. Remember the Mari Kurkas with the Gemara Zvachim, the Gemara was before Abayi backed out, etc., from a couple of weeks back. So, let's just extract now from the Sugya what we want. A person is cutting off a nega tzaras and a mokum mila, but he's clearly not intending to be mitzvah the mitzvah. That's not his goal. He wants to just do the mitzvah, have his bagels, and go home. He's not intending to be mitzvah the mitzvah. And the Gemara calls that a Dov Hashem Miskavin. Now, at the end of the day, maybe Dov Hashem Miskavin is also. In the end of the day, maybe it's a Pesach Reisha, true, but the Gemara called it a Dov Hashem Miskavin. What alarm bell should go off in our mind?
One action.
What makes it a miskavin? Because his what is different? His intent is different. But that's a classic lakshet. That's not davashir miskavin. So what's the it's the same kash as Rikari. We're bumping into the same kash in Sochem, and in Beitza, and in Shabbos. Every mesechta we turn, the Gemara seems to be questioning our yisod of what davashir miskavin is. So we're not the only ones to discover this kasha. The Rashba was bothered with this kasha. Take a look, it's on it. We put it on the Marmar Kermas. The Rashba and Kufla Mabez. Is that Kufla Mabez? Kufla Mabez with Alpha, sorry.
Better than Yachty.
Let's take a look in front of the Rashbam. Okay, it's the Dibur Masa of Abaye, Lamai. So at the bottom of the first column, you know, which shows it showing up on your Tamili, right? It's a picture out of the Rashba Tamili. The last paragraph, Tamili. Manda Masa Laha Ahid Rabbi Yoshi, the whole discussion, might correlate Dovashem Miskav. What kind of Dovashem Miskav is this? Da Miskav the Ketitza. Elisha Eino Miskav the Tar El Amu. He's been miscaving to do the act of cutting off the nega, except he's doing it for a different goal. The goal was to be mal rather than to be tar, the baby. The ainza kori dov shem miscaving. This is not called dov shem miscaving. Elvalach shatzich legufa. Halaman hadover doime. What would be a moshel to this? When the chaver gachela shall eight bishus arabim, the miscaving lechabels, the lo machmas yutzarch legufa shall kibui. A person who extinguishes a burning piece of wood in the middle of the street because he doesn't want someone to get hurt. Would you anybody call that a davashem miskavet? He pours water on the burning coal. Would anybody call that a davashem? What kind of davashem miskavet is that? It's a melach shayetzich legufa. The karma melach shayetzich legufa because he doesn't want to use the coal. He wants to remove the fire. He doesn't want to use it as a charcoal. But that's not the lo davashem miskavet. As it says, the Farish to the Gemara, so quotes the Gemara, and they skip that a little bit. V'yesho, we get to the V'yesho. So again, the formulation kasha of the Rashba is the identical kasha we've been pointing out in all three symbols. Listen to the Rashba, it says, V'yesho, it skips down 2-3 lines. V'yesho. The E kosav rachamana beferush, hishama b'nega tzaras, shalot takutz. If the Torah would have formulated the Issa by saying, don't cut off the nega tzaras, hachinami. Then we would have been right. The kasha would have been a bomb kasha. This would have been a dover mechaber mamish. At best, the blach shetzir roof, which is not going to help us out of Shabbos. Ella, how does the Torah formulate the yisur? Ella, he shomer b'nega tzaras kasev rachamana kiloimar. We're paraphrasing the Torah. Shelo yitaharenu ella baras kohen. What's the name of the yisur? I want you to name the yisur of cutting off tzaras. Is the name of the yisur the ma'isek tzitza? No, if the Torah wanted to ask it, when it said, lo lakut tzaras. The name of the Yisr is circumventing Taras, circumventing Pashas Tazriya. That's what the name of the Yisr is. Getting into the state of Tara without going through the vehicle of the Kohen, you're going to the doctor instead of the Kohen, that's the Yisr of Tzitzis. But Anan, who the Amrinon, and therefore we figured it out, since the Torah formulated in such a roundabout way, we figured out the cave and Shekin, also lakut beheretz. Shemitaras hubik titasa. Vehilkach, kishazet koitzeit slashe mila, havale dober shay miskaven etel tahara. What did Rashba just say? Who's going to solve this Rashba for me? What did Rashba just say? Is this fundamental you said about dober shay miskaven correct? Absolutely. Dober shay miskaven requires two maisim. But we have to be really careful how we define a maisa, quote unquote, for these purposes. The Maisa Aveira is not necessarily the physical Maisa. Certain Maisa Aveiros, the essence of the quote-unquote Maisa, is the Kavana. That is Hihi HaIssa. The Kavana is not external, the Kavana is Gufa Issa. By Ketzitza Tzaras, taking of a knife and cutting of a nega, that's not the Issa. You're not what? The Issa is not taking place with a scalpel. The Issa is taking place in your mind. Because you're trying to be mitar yourself, shalada raskayin, thus is the Yisr. So says the Rashba, once we give a new hagadara to the Yisr, then we can go back to the regular chol of dosha miskaven. A miskave, what am I miskaven to do? A miskave to cut off this orla. It's a dovashen miskaven, klape wat, not klape the cutting off the neck, because that's the same maisa. It's a dovashen miskaven, klape the wat. Klape the kavanas l'tahir. I'm talking not miskaven l'tahir. So that's what the Gemara said. That depends on Rabbi Shimon. Now, at the end of the day, maybe it's gracious and the game's up. But at least fundamentally, at least karon, we're in the right sugi. We're learning davar shem miskaven sugi. This is a gold one. This Rashba is mamshe collector's item. What the Rashba just told us is that his yisoid is correct, Dovish and Iskavit is two ma'isim, Lachshin Tzuguf is one ma'isim with a different kavana. But every once in a while you bump into an Isser, where the essence of the Isser is not so much the ma'isim, the essence of the Isser depends upon your kavana, and if your kavana is lacking, that can also qualify as a Dovish and Iskavit. But it's not Lachshin Tzuguf. Lachshin Tzuguf, but Shabbos is a ma'isim, lo sasek ha'malacha. It's a ma'isim. The Shabbos has a special tour derived from Mishkan that even though I did the 100% ma'isa, but I did it for a different purpose, I'm still going to be potter. That tour of Lachash Shabbos doesn't apply by Kol HaTorah. 612 mitzvot, no such tour. But there are certain surim. It's not a tour of Lachash. It ends up, it resembles Lachash Tzivkuv. It's not the same thing. It's redefining specific surim by saying the Kavana is such an integral part of the Yisur that unless you have the Kavana, you're not doing the ma'isa. And then we can invoke the principle of Davashem Niska.
I see there's two maises though. What that is the mindset. It's like there's a maisa that you're doing and a maisa that you haven't done.
You mean the maisa you haven't gone to the kohen?
The maisa you haven't
right,
done.
Right, right, right. But the problem is. But it's right.
So it's not necessarily a mindset issue. It's really there's two maises. There's the maisa you're doing and the maisa that you should be doing. The problem with that is then.
Yeah, but it's very hard to call an isser. It's a very. Right. We're walking a very, very. It's very hard to give a guy malchus right. For not doing something, right.
I mean, I think it's meduyak from the end of. From his words also. Because the words is it's Elahi Shamar ben Egeratzras Kasav Rachmana Kolimish Shleit Harada El Baharas Koyin. It sounds like that's a separate issue. It doesn't sound like it's a mindset issue. It sounds like there's actually b'fizit you should be doing something different.
Right. It's a question. I hear what you're saying. I'm not just going to make it. It may make a difference to how we're going to extrapolate from this Rashba. Within the Rashba itself, the assault what the Rashba is really telling us ultimately is that yes, our Hagdoras are correct. What vice versa to vice? They're 100% right, but every once in a while, an issa slips in there that doesn't lend itself to those regular hagdars. So we'll leave it at that. Whether you like it, Daniel's way, by the way, you don't go with the regular mahalach of calling it one ma'isa because the kavana, the lack of another ma'isa, whatever, there are other factors that lead us down the path of two ma'isa, even though there aren't really physically two ma'isa. We'll leave it at
that. Is it a lampshade?
Yes, that's why I don't want to go. That's why I'm nervous to get into Danny's mouth. Because at the end of the day, the way to violate the Isser is to, let's say a guy says, I'm not going to the Kohen. He doesn't do anything. I'm just not going to the Kohen. Don't get malchus for that.
Right.
So you have to do something, but you're doing something is just almost, it's almost a manifestation of you're not going to the Kohen. You have to physically do something, you're not going to the Kohen. But the name of the game is you're not going to the Kohen.
Looking at it from the case of a Dovashin Meskavim, you'd say that by virtue of the fact that I'm doing A, therefore I can't do B. But I understand what they're saying.
Yeah, okay. So, Blaise, I want to take this Rashba and see whether this Rashba is going to become helpful for us in Pesach and Nachot. The Isser of Kelayim. We know on the one hand, Torah does speak about the Silvash, the Kelayim, Loyala Alecha. On the other hand, as we're going to see the sugya unfolding more and more, we're going to see that Hana'a, what exactly you're gaining out of wearing this clothing, is a major component in the Isser of Kelayim. I want to raise a question, really a fundamental hakir, about the very nature of the Isser of Kelayim. Is Kelayim a type of an Isser, of a Maisa? It's closer to the model of a Chashavis. It's closer to any other regular Maisa. There's an issue of Maisa Levisha, Skelayim. Or perhaps the Maisa Levisha is almost a Hechitimtza. It's almost like a manifestation of the real problem of Kelayim is that Kelayim is accomplishing something. Kelayim is keeping you warm. Kelayim is keeping you comfortable. Kelayim is keeping you cozy. That's the Torah doesn't want. The Maisa Levisha is almost a Hechitimtza, how to get to the Hana'a. But the real name of the game is Hana'a. Not all that different from a hakir we've raised time and time again over the last year and a half about Isuri Hanor in general. About are Isuri Hanor really the mice of the Yisur? Or is ultimately Shkeinen, that's ultimately Hashem Hanor Shabo? You need a mice to get Hanor, but the mice is really played down. If one's willing to take Kelayim and put it almost into the second category, then it becomes very, very close to Tzitzis Tzaraas. It becomes exceedingly close to Tzitzis Tzaraas, close enough for us to be able to extrapolate from Tzitzis Tzaraas. The Yisayda de Rashba in Shabbos Kuflam Gimel is that when we're talking about an Isser that's less Maisa, more Machshava oriented, whatever shape or form we want to be Magdarit, then we can apply the principle of davar she'eino miskaven, even though there really is only quote unquote one physical ma'isa. So it's over here when it comes to kilayim. Once you tell me that the levisha is not the key, the real key is the hanosha, bro. So this may be a davar she'eino miskaven. I'm putting on the suit. I'm doing one action of putting on the suit. But you know what the isser is? The isser is not in the putting on the suit. Where's the isser? In my, my comfort level. Whatever's happening to me. I'm enjoying myself. I'm getting shmach. Ah, it's now, Baruch Hashem, now it's nice. It's warm outside. The suit's keeping me v'recha, v'recina. It's the comfort that I'm being provided by the shatnez. That's the name of the isser. That's the name of the game. And that's not the Baruch Hashem is coming. I'm a meichriksus. I'm trying to sell my wares. I'm fully aware of the fact that I'm doing a levishas kelayim. No qualms about doing a levishas kelayim. But since I'm not doing it with kavanas hanos levishas kelayim, this is also a davar she'eino miskaven. So we may be able to salvage this gemara in Maseches Pesachim that called strangely enough davar she'eino miskaven, notwithstanding what Tosfos and the Rashba told us that that's a classic not davar she'eino miskaven, and it may slip in on the heels, almost of Tzitzis Taras, just as Tzitzis Taras is labeled as davar she'eino miskaven, because the name of the Yisra is not the ma'aseh, but the mindset. Who did not when it comes to kelayim?
So sometimes the levisha of kelayim it doesn't get enough to be
chayav. You know, maybe not. Right? We're going to see as the sugya develops a little bit more.
So why isn't one the psukim?
So the problem, one of the big problems is that, remember, what was the Rashba's biggest raya that Tzitzis Taras was that way? Because it didn't say ma'aseh. It said, Hishama b'negat Taras. The problem is here it says, Lo silba shatnez, semu b'shatnez, megi klem, lo ya'le alecha. You're right. That raya from the psukim is lacking, 100%. But let's see as the sugya goes on, where there may be more indications that we're onto something in terms of the sugya. So far we only gave one example of wearing kelayim, albeit without hanos kelayim, and that was the case of the mochik sus. Case of the Gemara in Sakh of Mishnah Kilayim. But there's another one. That's the sugi that appears in the Masechet Kodesh. Kamos, I think it's Kufiyud Gimel in that. Baba Kama, the Mem Kamos? Kufiyud Gimel in Baba Kama.
Thanks, Josh.
It was a big damn Mem Kamos. It would have been very hard to say this shit without having the Mem Kamos. Baruch Hashem. It's the airdrop of a gabbai. You never know what they're called.
Toasting marshmallows and airdropping
that's right. We didn't tell you.
I'm liking this.
Okay. It could be given an hour for Rabbi Kama. Probably the last thing the Gemara is talking about Kilayim. The Gemara actually happens to be talking about paying taxes. That's what the Gemara wrote about Dina Mechusadina. This is the famous story of Dina Mechusadina. But the Gemara quotes in passing a Mishnah from Maseches Kilayim, and that could be given up with right after the Gemara begins, but after the Mishnah in the middle, right, the Gemara went up four lines down. First one lines are Omen Me'elov. Gemara quotes a Mishnah in Kilayim that says, Lo Yubash Adam Kilayim, a person is not allowed to wear Kilayim, Afilu Agabi Asar Begodim, even if he's wearing it on top of 10 other garments. He's gotten warm already from everything else he's wearing. So why in the world is he wearing another article of clothing? Lavriach bois hameches. He's trying to not have to pay taxes. What's the rule? The rule apparently is, anything you're wearing is not taxed. It's like very eerily familiar, like they don't count the second, you know, when you're walking to the airport. Whatever you're wearing doesn't count. You ever see these Shiva guys wear two hats? Okay, a guy throws on an extra jacket. He's wearing four jackets instead of carrying a suit bag. Okay, so Avrech is a mechus. So the Gemara says that you're not supposed to do that from the Kelayim vantage point. The Gemara says, Masnissim lo kervi akiva, the sanya, we don't do the brisa. Also Avrech is a mechus. It's also to cheat the tax collector in this way. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Mishum Rabbi Akiva, Mutla Brichas Amechis. You're allowed to cheat the tax collector in this way. We'll say, please don't jump to any conclusions yet, what this means. So the Gemara is not talking about the Chashimishra part yet. The Gemara is talking about just the Shatnez part. So Machlek is that's annoying. In Hucha Shatnez, are you allowed to be doing this stunt or not? So the Gemara says, what's the issue? So Bishlam will in Kilayim. So I understand this Machlek is annoying. Is this called wearing Kilayim or not? One time it says Davashim is Kavan is okay. But But the Gemara says, there's another issue here. L'vriach is a mechas mishori. Versus forget about shatnes. You know, a lot of cheat the taxes. Are you crazy? You know how to do that? You have to pay taxes. So the Gemara explains, I'm Rabbi Chanina Bakan, I'm Rabbi B'muchas Ein Lo Kitzvah, the Rabbi Yani, I'm Rabbi B'muchas Ome Me'elov. These are not legitimate tax collectors. These are Ganovim. That means a guy tells you he's collecting taxes, not for the IRS, for himself. He wasn't appointed by the king. The money's not going to the government. The money's going to his own pockets. So the Gemara says, that such a person you're allowed to quote unquote, that you're allowed to evade. Illegal taxes you're allowed to evade. Legal taxes you're not allowed to evade. Dinei B'muchas Ein Lo Kitzvah. But again, we're not learning taxes right now. Back to the Kabbalah story. But the Gemara did tell us, in passing, there was a machlekes atanoim, in a situation where there's no tax issue, there's no geneva issue, are you allowed to wear shatnez to avoid paying taxes on the shatnez? Is that legitimate? Is that permissible or not? So the Gemara says, no problem, that was a machlekes atanoim. What was the machlekes? Dov Shem is kavin. If your Dov Shem is kavin is asur, then it's asur. Your Dov Shem is kavin is mutter, it's mutter. The same exact sugyuzu in the chavot. And the chavav, we're talking about a guy who is wearing the shatnez to avoid schlepping it because he has to carry it to another town to sell his wares. And here we're talking about a guy who's wearing the shatnez because he doesn't want to pay taxes on it. The common denominator, of course, is in neither case is he interested in keeping warm from the shatnez. So both cases are called Dovashay Miskavin. So we could ask the exact same kashim of a kam kufi gimel who yes, I'm sach, but it's one maisa. So we're going to give the exact same teretz. No, he did it two maisa because of hanor. Kilayim is different because of the hanor shaboy. So it sounds like two sugyas are mamish connected to one another. Mamish, almost the identical sugya. If you're into Dovashay Miskavin, the both cases are mutter. If you're Dovashay Miskavin, it's also both cases are us. It sounds good. So that's what probably most of the Rishonim say. The Rashi and the Sperish Mishnayis and the Rosh Lulz Kilayim all say the same pismen. That anyone who just reads this Gemara Pesach, this Gemara Mavakama, realizes immediately it's the same sugya. Of course, we know, whenever you make a statement like that, it's the same sugya. Of course, the two dinim atol is ever zeh. That's a dead giveaway for who's going to say they're not the same sugya. The Rambam. You can open up the Rambam, and you're going to see something that's startling. So comes the Rambam, Hilchos Kilayim. I think it's also where the Rambam comes. What, is it the Rambam?
No.
Because I said, it said on the end, bring the Rambam's right. But you can look without eating yet. Well, come on, you guys gotta have you guys don't have lech kavaderach on your phones. No, just look at the Rambams. Okay, the Rambam is Hilchos Kilayim. Rambam Perek Yud, Hilchos Kilayim. Perek Yud.
Where's Hilchos Kilayim?
In Zroy. Enjoy. Perek Yud, Halacha Yud Ches. Actually, you should look at Tezayin first. So, Perek Yud, Halacha Tezayin, and Yud Ches. Look at both of them. So, Hilchos Kilayim, Perek Yud, Halacha Tezayin. It's in the middle of the Halacha. Look at the Zion, it's three lines into the halacha. V'chein mochui ksus, mochui k'darkon, u'buvad shalei iskavnu b'chama, shi'yatz lava k'layim shal k'sevim b'necham, v'lo iskavnu k'shom iskavim b'y. That's new in Rashid b'macha, very nice. We know exactly where the Rambam got it from, right out of Agamah, which got it right out of the Mishnah in K'layim. How did the Rambam know to paskin like this Mishnah? It's pretty obvious. Because the Rambam paskin is like Rabbi Shimon. We hold like Rabbi Shimon, Dov Shem iskavim, is muktav, k'ol tarakul, ishab, it's across the board. So the Rambam had no qualms fasting straight like Rabbi Shimon here. Gaval. Let's go down to Aloch Yud Ches. Lo yuba shodim kilayim aroi, afilu agabi asar begodim, she'enim ha'aneu klum, ve'afilu ligno v'sam mechas, v'im lo v'ashkein loike. Rambam says, if you wear your kilayim for the purposes of evading the tax collector, what does the Rambam say? It's a nisadir aisa. What? The Gemara Mekamah just said that that's Rabbi Shimon says it's Mutlach Hatchila. The Gemara says Beferish. That's not true. It's black and white. That's not true. What is going on? What's going on around? It's punished really fun. Gemara Pesachim called one of the cases of Rabbi Shimon's Kavim. The Gemara Mekamah called the other case of Rabbi Shimon's Kavim. They're the identical sugya. We gave a razzle down to the with the Rashba to defend why it's called Rabbi Shimon's Kavim. Show him. What's the Ram talking about? How can the Ram... the same breath.
Unless Yud Ches is specific looking at Lavriach Samechas.
No. He's not telling you about not paying taxes. Yeah, that Ram told you plenty about the Hilchos Gedevi. Told you about that. What about not paying taxes? Ram told you about Kelev. Yichai Malchus. Yichai Malchus for Gedevi. Yichai Malchus for Kelev.
Different gather of the underlying answer.
What does that mean?
Meaning the fact that putting it on.
In contrast to what?
Maisa versus.
So you're saying they're
no,
getting
I'm
cold.
Saying the fact that you're putting it on versus the
versus
just wait or
okay, well, take care of what you said. Okay. Versus what?
Wearing.
Oh, look really, really carefully. And look at the Zion again. V'chein mochik sus, mochim kedarkon. Uvavachli is kavnu b'chama shiatzel amikilayim shal kseifon.
It's on the shoulder.
Where is this kelayim exactly?
He's not really wearing it.
You know, Yeshiva Shoei, the jack, you know, half draped over his shoulder. He's not wearing the kelayim. It's on him, which is usually a no-no for the Beit Kelayim. Lo ya'ala lach. It doesn't sound right. But he's not wearing it. Notice that loshen. Notice the loshen in halach yidches. Lo yilbash adam kelayim aroi. Okay, what do we make of that difference exactly? Obviously, that. Just the fact that he's not wearing it is not enough to be bothered it, because then why did the Gemara connect to Dovah Shem Miskavim? The Gemara Pesachim Chavav said the reason why Melech Kisus is with it is because Dovah Shem Miskavim. So I'm still have to fine tune this trap. It's true, we identified a nuance of a difference, but we're not quite sure what that nuance makes a difference. What is the difference between the wearing of Kelayim, where all of a sudden you're wearing it somehow, we forget your Kavanah. Now your Kavanah doesn't play a role. In contrast, if it's straight over you, then your Kavanah plays a major role.
Meaning you're over the Yisr, meaning you're doing the Yisr, even though you don't have intent to do it, you're doing it of how it is to be done.
That may be true, but then we're not Dovah Shem Miskavim anymore. Then maybe Kaliach Hayad is the right sugi. But the Gemara in Pesachim says the reason why Moach Rixus is Mutar is because of Dovah Shem Miskavim. So from the Kavanah vantage point, what's the difference whether it's on you or whether you're wearing it?
No, what I'm saying is meaning that in terms of the sense of when the Gemara talks about that case, it's talking about a case where you're not going about wearing it the way it should be worn.
Yeah, I agree. Your facts are 100% right, but at the end of the day, the Gemara says the reason why it's mutter chavavim sachem is because davar shem miskavim, and the reason why it should be mutter and bavakam kuf yigam is because davar shem miskavim. The Gemara says befeirush. We read both Gemaras together. The Gemara says davar shem miskavim. So the Rambam goes down and passes in one case, also one case mutter. So it's true there are different cases. It's true. I'm made it to you. One's wearing, one's a tafil. Why is that relevant? I know Steve's going to say because he said it a half hour ago.
If you're wearing it, it's psikresha. You just have one on.
So a half hour ago, Steve says to me, psikresha, and I brushed off. But now he came back. Now you're at the right time, right? You're up
and
down.
You
could
have Rabbi Shimon,
psikresha. Wait. You're 10 steps ahead. Hold on. So comes the Mari Korkus. I guess that doesn't show up on the phones. Okay, but I'll tell you about that. Says the Mari Korkus that he thinks the answer to this dilemma in the Shita Sarambam is that two magic words, psikresha. Psikresha is what's going to make or break the sugya, according to the Rambam. Now we know psikresha trumps Dovah Shem Miskavim. Abai v'rav d'arim t'shavayim modu shem psikresha. Says the Mari Korkus, very simple. Says, when you have a jacket half-baked, kind of thrown, you know, over your shoulder, is it a psikresha that's keeping you warm? I mean, maybe, maybe not. I'm not convinced it's a psikresha. Therefore, the Ram says, if it's not a psikresha, you can hide by the Shem Iskavim for all the day. It's one maisa that we use the Rashi ready to explain. But once you enter to the sugya, that lo yilvash adam kelayim lavrich zemeches, you're wearing a suit. And you're going to tell me that suit is not a psikresha, it's keeping you a little bit more warm, a little more comfortable? Of course it is. True, that wasn't your initial intent. You were really planning on being Mavriach Samechas. You didn't really want it. But at the end of the day, it's a psikresha. Says the Rambam, psikresha is a psikresha, and it's problematic. And that's why the Rambam differentiates between the two. Gevaldik Keter. Psikresha is the magic distinction. That's great conceptually, but we're still stuck with a textual problem. What's a textual problem? The Gemara and Bava Kama. And remember, Gemara and Bava Kama, Kuf Yud Gimel. The Gemara says, there's machlokes. And one Tana says it's mutter, one Tana says it's aser. The Tana that says it's aser holds Dov Shem Iskavim is aser. The Tana says mutter, Dov Shem Iskavim is mutter. I understand. If the Rambam is so smart that it's a psikresha, how come the Gemara didn't realize that? So, anybody can tell me? Come on, you have to see the salvage of pshat. What's the answer?
This was before.
Correct, says the Mari Korkus. Back to Shabbos Kuflav Gilad Aleph. The Chiddush of Psik Reisha was discovered in the days of Abaye v'Rava. It was so discovered in the days of Abaye v'Rava that Abaye himself didn't know about it until later in his career. In the later years, Rava convinced Abaye. Says the Marikurkus, you dug up a Gemara that never heard of Psik Reisha? Big deal. That's the Marikurkus' response to Gasha. Big deal. Who remembers when the Marikurkus pulled this over us on this last time also? Who remembers? We had identical, it was the same Marikurkus, same type of Yisrael. Remember the Gemara in Zvachim? The Gemara in Zvachim said, are you allowed to pour wine on the Mizbeach? And the Gemara says, behold, the Dovah Shem Miskavin is mutter, then you're allowed to. The problem was that Rabban Paskin, Dovah Shem Miskavin is mutter, and he's still Paskin, you're not allowed to. So the Marikurkus says, yeah, no problem, because that's a Psik Reisha. How come the Rabban outsmarted the Gemara? Marikurkus said the exact same terms. He said, no, that Gemara was not a pre-Psik Reisha days. So a new Terence, a new Mahalach. Anytime you see a Gemara that ignores Psik Reisha, don't worry about it. Before Psik Reisha came into existence. So it's an interesting Mahalach of how to understand the Sugya. So Shteit and Marikurkus are two different places. Comes the Kesef Mishnah. He has this both in the Kesef Mishnah as well as in the Beis Yosef of his Kalayim. And makes the same observation that we did, that the two Rambams are contradictory apparently. He makes the same observation that we did, that one is talking about Derech Levisha, one's talking about not Derech Levisha. That's clearly the Terence. There's no question that's the Metzias difference. But whereas the Marikurkus focused on that difference is a manifestation of the fact that one's a Psik Reisha, one's not, because the Mishnah takes the same difference and goes down a different track. Takes it in a different route. Says the Kesef Mishnah, the reason why the two sugyas are different, why the two Rambams are different, one's Levisha, one's not, has nothing to do with Psik Reisha. It has to do with two different psukim in the Chumash and Kelayim. There are two different Isurim about Kelayim. What is the two different Isurim? Kelayim appears twice in Chumash. Shatan appears twice. It appears in Pashka. Doisha appears in Pashka Seitze. In one place the Torah says, Ubege Kelayim Shatnez Lo Ya'ale Alecha. In Pashas Kedoshim, and in Pashas Kesedim, there's a little silver shatnes that were fishing yachtav. One is a lashon ha'alos kilayim, and one is an also sort of levishas kilayim. They're both also in a third. Whether you're wearing kilayim wrapped around you like a garment, or whether you have a piece of kilayim on top of you thrown over your shoulder, those are both yisur deraisa. But they're different psukim, different parashias, and different hadoras yisur. Says the Kesef Mishnah, when it comes to Halos Kilayim is only Osir when it's Derech Hano. If it's not Derech Hano, this is Nishkin Halos Kilayim. When it comes to Levishas Kilayim, Levishas Kilayim is also even without Hano. And that's the difference between the two Rambams. Halos Kilayim, the Rambam, and Halakha Tazayim is talking about not even wearing it. It's with the Lashon Rambam. It's Al Kaseifa. It's thrown over my shoulder. The worst we can nab you for is Halos Kilayim. Halos Kilayim requires Hano. Without Hano, it's garnished. Levisha Kilayim is a different parasha. Levisha Kilayim is also evil without Hano. And that's what the Ram says itself. Not with the Psik Reisha. Who cares? Yep, Psik Reisha. This is pre-priest Reisha. Post-Psik Reisha. That doesn't make a difference. One's Halo, and one's Levisha. That's what's going on this week. So there are a lot of problems with this guest of Bishop's Pshat. First of all, where did that come from? You want to tell me that the Metzias HaDvarim is that in one case of Psik Reisha will not. So you go to the lab, test it out 10 times, and you'll see the Kfarer Kukus says Metzias is right. Because the Mishnah is not testing the lab, as we say in Yeshiva. This the Marikurkus's Teretz is a Metzias Teretz that's a post 3 o'clock Teretz. Because the Mishnah is a Lomdash Teretz, and why you before 3 o'clock means in the world of Beis Medrash. This is not the lab. This is not in the, not out in the clothing store. This is a halachic distinction that halos kilayim is formulated differently than levishas kilayim, like mehechateis, such a thing should be true. There's another problem. It's a textual problem for the Kesef Mishnah also. It's a textual problem. You can remember Kamsu Begimus, what's the Gemara talking about? I mean, Bishlam, according to Marikurkus, so we had a razzle dazzle strickle Torah, he said, historically, oh, that Gemara is, that was Kodim Matan Torah, that's Kodim Psik Reisha. But according to the Kesef Mishnah. That was before we realized the difference between Halal and Levisha. That doesn't sound too good. So, what's going on in the Gemara? So, the Kesef Mishnah's Teretz is appealing to us because it's It's opening up wonders, you know. It potentially leads us to what to say next week. So we like that. To halachas, to din, one's halisha, tana. It's got all the main things of brisket Torah up ahead, but it has to be fine-tuned significantly. Hopefully, that's Shem next week. We'll pick up on the point of this Kesef Mishnah to try to understand what the nature of this Teretz of the Kesef Mishnah is, how it fits or doesn't fit into the Gemara. And then this Kesef Mishnah is, in fact, going to be a springboard for other Nekudas related both to Kelayim, to other areas of Halacha. Once the Kesef Mishnah develops two different tracks of the Yisra Kelayim, that's potentially going to impact in other areas of Halacha. Okay, you guys are around next week? It's Tuesday night, a good night. I know it's Hanukkah. People are generally around, but people are... I imagine there are too many parties going on Tuesday night, right? Okay, hopefully that's your world's level. We'll try to push it out.